For the first time, the organizers who created that Facebook page that helped launch the protests in Egypt have made their names and faces public, coming forward to say the government's claim of a consensus on a path to reform is not true. We're going to hear more, but first, we're also hearing today stories from people detained by the military police in Egypt. Let's start there. Scores of Egyptians have been detained, journalists as well, and Americans. Rosa Navarro is one who's been studying international human rights law at Cairo's American University for 2 years. She was detained for 16 hours over the weekend. She's on the line. And Rosa, we understand you and a friend had just gone out to buy SIM cards for your cell phones, and you were stopped and approached by police. What did they do the first time they stopped you?
They just asked us for a passport, asked us what we were doing, and we told them we had just gone out to buy SIM cards and we were on our way home. So they released us, but then within 2 minutes they came back, and at that point they asked us to accompanying them, and then they took us basically almost across the street to the police station.
And what happened there?
They turned us over to the military police, who then immediately started interrogating us as to what we were doing in Egypt, why we were still here, why we hadn't evacuated, who do we work for, are we journalists? We kept telling them no, we were students. We both had our student IDs on them.
Did they accuse you of being spies?
They did. After they couldn't prove that we were journalists, saying that we were spies and that's why we were still here in Egypt, that all the students had evacuated, and if we were still here, that means we had a stake in this, and then both of us speak Arabic. And so they were saying, if we speak Arabic, then of course we're spies. My friend, who's a Belgian citizen, they were trying to accuse him of being of Mossad, which is Israeli intelligence.
Well, we understand that state TV has been saying any foreigners in Egypt have to be spies because some, you know, others were evacuated.
Correct. Not only that, but they're also saying that this wasn't Egyptian born. This is something that the foreigners have created, that there's no way the Egyptian people would turn on their government and make a revolution. And so they're accusing all the foreigners of instigating this and being behind the masterminds behind all of this.
Well, Rosa, what are you going to do now? Are you going to stay or leave?
I'm definitely staying. I've had a lot of friends who have been visited by state security themselves. They're actually doing rounds at the houses now, and they're actually walking around and asking, you know, building owners if there's foreigners there, and they're actually now starting to go to buildings looking for foreigners. So it's kind of become this little witch hunt here with the foreigners. But as of now, I have no plans on leaving. I really don't have any plans on really giving in to the government intimidation tactics of trying to get us all to leave.
Well, and just to be clear, Rosa, you know, are you one of the organizers of the protests?
No, at all. I am just a student. I mean, I have been out there, you know, filming and documenting the protests, but in no way being behind the leadership, it's not anything, just being out there in solidarity with the people.
Rosa Navarro, an American studying in Cairo, she was detained for 16 hours by the Egyptian police over the weekend. Rosa, thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome.